Prayer changes hearts, cultures, and futures. I'm Jay.
And I'm AJ. And that's why we're here. In today's episode, we're coming together to ask God to strengthen us as we work to end abortion in America. But first, let's reset the purpose of our devotional this morning. Here at Human Coalition, we believe in bringing people together. Coalescing people is literally the foundation of the name of our organization. We're a coalition of humans, or people, that believe in the worth and value of every human life from the moment of conception through to natural death. So we're forming a coalition, an army of sorts, to come together and seek together to make abortion unthinkable and unnecessary. And our weapon in this context is this. We're going to join together and petition the Creator of all life to move in our country to end abortion and to do it within our lifetime. Matthew 18:20 says, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them." So we're going to gather believers together. We're going to pray. We're going to keep praying until abortion is both unthinkable and unnecessary. Jay, you want to take us away this morning?
Yes, sir. Did you know that abortion is the leading cause of death in children in America? Not only in America, but also in the world. That's why at Human Coalition, we are so passionate to see this injustice end. Okay? It is responsible for millions of innocent lives. If that doesn't fire you up to see change, I'm not sure what will. As believers, we're coming together to pray for the end of abortion. We know that with God, nothing is impossible. We know that our Father bends down from heaven to hear the prayers of the righteous people. So as long as we have breath, we will pray. Why do this? Well, it's because Scripture guides us in that way. It says in Psalms 116, 1 through 2, "I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my prayer for mercy. Because he bends down to listen, I will pray as long as I have breath." The reason we pray is that he's listening to our prayers. He wants to hear us, and he desires we join him in righteousness to put an end to the unrighteousness we see in the world. Join me today and let your request be known by God. And let's have faith that as we pray, that God is mighty to save these children from abortion. God, we thank you for listening to us. God, you didn't have to. You could close your ears to us. We've done so much wrong by you, but you chose to condescend and to listen. Lord, we love you. And as the scripture says, we love you because you listen. You're a God that cares for our desires. We know that the interest of these babies is on the forefront of your mind. Lord, we pray that you would hear us. God, we pray that you would join us in this mission and that nothing gets done without you. God, we come to you humbly, and we know that you want to see it through. God, we pray for the hands in this mission, for the people who give unto this mission, to make abortion unthinkable and unnecessary for those who seek it, God, and that we would be diligent in doing so. God, give us strength in your spirit to move and to innovate and to work tirelessly to end this injustice, Lord, to save these babies from death and to remove that delusion that our culture has put over our nation. Lord, we pray these things in your Son's name. Amen.
Thanks for leading in prayer today, Jay. We invite you to join us again tomorrow. Colossians 4:2 says, "Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving." So that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep praying and keep praying and keep praying until we see the day where abortion is both unthinkable and unnecessary. Mm-hmm. So come back tomorrow, be steadfast in prayer with us, because we know God will do a mighty work.